Madeline Puckett is a wine expert with a special knack. She clearly lays out what you need to know about a wine so that you can pick a good bottle and thoroughly enjoy it, no matter if you're kind of baffled by wine or one of the savvy folk. Valpolicella is a wine I want to talk to her about. Madeline, good to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So, Madeline, Valpolicella, give us a bit of orientation.
Certainly. This is a region in northern Italy. It's just north and northwest of the city of Verona, all the way to Lake Garda. As you head into the foothills, that's where you find some of the best vineyards. And the focus there is on a red wine. We call it a Valpolicella blend because it's a blend of multiple grape varieties. The top ones to know are Corvina, Rondinella, Corvinone, and Molinara. And in fact, I think even on the low end, there's different levels of quality there. It continually improves. And one of the things I noticed while I was there was that the winemakers and the viticulturists seem to be focused on what about this blend makes it so good. And they've noticed getting the right flavors, the beautiful cherry, the sort of cinnamon, the chocolate aromas. Those all seem to come, for the most part, in the best quality from the grape Corvina and the other one, Corvinone.
Ah. Now, there's sort of a code to understanding Valpolicella. You
yes.
do this thing on your website. I love it. It's so clear. Could you explain the Valpolicella pyramid? Okay.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the countries, France and Italy, use sort of a classification system to sort of identify what level of wine you're getting. And Valpolicella has basically five classifications, starting at Valpolicella Classico and ending on the top with Recioto. So there's Valpolicella Classico, Valpolicella Superiore, and the difference between those two is Superiore has a higher quality standard for the grapes that are coming in. So they're looking at the grapes, the sweetness levels of the grapes, and they're going, that is Superiore level, and these are just going to go to Classico.
Ah.
Then this is where it starts to get interesting. Valpolicella Superiore Ripasso and Amarone della Valpolicella. Amarone is definitely now Valpolicella's flagship red wine. And Amarone has a very special winemaking process where they actually dry the grapes till they've lost about 40% of their liquid and then press them and make them into wine. Now, with the leftover pressings, they'll put it into Superiore grapes, these slightly better than Classico grapes, mm-hmm. and they'll blend the two together and make Valpolicella Superiore Ripasso. And that's like having a baby Amarone. And if you don't know already, Amarone can be quite expensive, maybe around $80 to $100 a bottle.
Oh, yeah.
And so not all of us have the income to say, hey, I just want to sample a little Amarone tonight. So Superiore Ripasso, you know, coming in at around $25 is a great way to get into some of the finer wines of this region. And then Recioto, this is the wine that most people don't know about. It is actually a sweet-style wine made with the same Appassimento production method where they dry the grapes,
right.
Except they select their very best grapes, their very sweetest grapes, and they make it in the same style of Amarone, but it takes such a long time to ferment and stops before all the sugar is fermented into alcohol and makes this lovely, rich, sweet dessert wine that can age for 40 years.
Oh, my.
And it's one of those wines we've sort of gotten out of sweet wines. And I think, you know, going into the wintertime, it's really a wonderful thing to try. It's a sweet red wine and maybe even a notch above Amarone.
Now, let's think about this from the point of view of if I've never tasted Valpolicella, where do you think we should begin?
You know, it's funny because there's only about maybe 12 to 20,000 acres of vineyards in Valpolicella region, so it is a little bit harder to find these wines. My recommendation might be to start with the Superiore or the Ripasso. The Superiore, you can still find some amazing and affordable producers, as well as Classico. You know, sample the region and understand what this grape tastes like. It reminds me of sort of the lightness and body of, say, a Pinot Noir,
mm-hmm.
but it has a little bit more of that green, fresh almond note to it, which some describe as a distinct bitterness, which is common in a lot of Italian wines.
Can you name some names for us?
Sure. You know, there's some very sort of popular, well-known brands, Zanato, Allegrini, Carugate, Tedeschi. Bertani makes a wine called Secco that's in the same style. And I find these all to be exceptional wines, usually at a great value and available in most places. And I just saw one rated IGT, which is even a level below Classico, but it's delicious, by Tenuta Sant'Antonio. They make a wine called Skaya, which is just Corvina, which is why it got declassified out of Valpolicella. And so it's basically all Corvina wine, and I think I saw it for around $13.
Wow.
Delicious, and you're tasting the best grape variety from that region, basically. On the higher end, you know, you have your Bertani, you've got Masi. Allegrini, again, makes an amazing Amarone. And then the ultimate of ultimate, Giuseppe Quintarelli, which is a sort of a grandfather who sort of changed the entire region and made Amarone famous again, I think, in the 80s.
I remember that name, and I remember saving my pennies.
Yeah. There's kind of two ideologies of thought when it comes to Valpolicella, the modern method and the classic method. And it all comes down to how much fresh oak barrels am I using? Because the more fresh oak you get, the more sort of chocolatey, rich flavors you get, and that's
right.
More of the modern style. Whereas the traditional method, they keep their barrels forever. They're very pragmatic. So they'll use a very old barrel and just put the wine in it to store it, to age it. And it doesn't pick up as much of those vanilla and carob flavors. So you have to ask yourself, if I love California Cabernet, I'm probably going to like the more modern method of Valpolicella.
Uh-huh.
But if I love more French wines, more Italian wines in general, then I'd be more interested in a traditional method of winemaking. And you can sort of look up the wines, and they'll often say, especially if they're modern method, if they use new oak barrels.
Ah, uh-huh. Madeline, thank you.
Thank you.
Madeline Puckett is co-author of Wine Folly, The Essential Guide to Wine. Now, to get information about her blog and to find her wine picks for us, head to the website splendidtable.org.